Okay, you're on the Murray Hour, 98.9 FM, and joining us today is Katie Enoch. Hi, Katie, and welcome to the program. Pleasure to have you with us.
Hi, Auntie Julie. Thank you for having me.
Now, before we get on to what we're going to yarn about today, can you let our listeners know where you're from? Who's your mob?
I am a Noonuccal Noogie woman from the Quandamooka Nation. So if you don't know where that is, that's North Stradbroke Island and Moreton Island.
Okay, and today, Katie, we're talking about Yiragana Aboriginal Corporation. Did I say it right?
Yeah, you did. Yep.
So can you tell us, please, what is Yiragana first?
So it is a... it's from Jundai language, from the Quandamooka Nation. So Yura means welcome or hello, and Gana is means place to hear, think and understand. So it pretty much means, you know, we're hoping to provide a welcoming place where our young people can hear, think and understand.
Oh, that sounds deadly. So Yiragana Aboriginal Corporation or Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Corporation are providing a mentoring and support program, is that right?
Yes. So we're a brand new corporation that kind of came about from the five of us coming together and seeing a gap within our local community. So our kind of our first program we're looking at delivering is our AIM High Indigenous Mentoring and Support Program. This is aimed at grades 10, 11 and 12 within the Morayfield and Culture catchment.
Okay, and whereabouts is that mentoring program happening?
So it's happening in Morayfield, so we're north side of Brisbane. So it's located at 28 to 44 Grant Road, Morayfield, which is the old soccer grounds.
And is there a cost, Katie, for our young ones to come along?
No cost at all. So we're totally free. We're a voluntary run organisation.
Well, that's pretty impressive. And, you know, I suppose... You know, a lot of these services are needed. What prompted this and, or can I say, what prompted the mentoring program first, sorry?
I think, like I said earlier, we saw a gap within our community of having, you know, a culturally safe space for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander young people to access. So, you know, we wanted to provide a space where they can come along, yarn, access any supports relating to, you know, employment, education, you know, also doing some cultural and sporting activities as well. And, you know, it's come about because obviously we have, you know, an overwhelming, you know, amount of our young people committing suicide and suffering from, you know, mental health worries and illnesses. So we really wanted to, you know, create a space where they can come access it whenever they want. There's no referral process, so they can just come down, have a yarn, have a feed, and
That's really deadly, Katie, that you are doing that voluntary too. So what can young people expect, like as in mentors? Will there be lots of people there? Will it be overwhelming? Or what's the space going to be like?
So our space is, it is a council building, but it is not too big. So we've got separate areas. We've got an outside area and an inside area, depending on how our young people are feeling.
Oh, and did you say, I saw one of the leaflets for the program and mentioned there that afternoon tea would be provided?
Yep, we'll always have a feed there ready for our young ones.
Yeah,
we know
that's great.
Probably one thing to get, you know, get them down and, you know, it's always good to have a yarn over a good feed.
So do you have, like, women and men mentors, male and female mentors in the
so
program?
So we've got women and men mentors. So all of our volunteers are Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander. So we definitely wanted to make it a culturally appropriate service or program for young people.
So, Katie, if people wanted to know any further information, who could they contact, or should they just turn up?
You're more than welcome just to turn up. We don't have any kind of registration or referral process. So everyone's more, you know, our young people are more than welcome to turn up. If you are after any more information, you can reach us at yirrigana@outlook.com, or you can jump onto our Facebook page, which is Yirrigana at SICK.
Okay. And how do you spell that, please, Katie, for our listeners?
It's Yirrigana at SICK.
And just before we finish off, when is the mentoring and support program happening?
So we're commencing our first afternoon, so the 4th of March, and then it will be every Thursday ongoing until the end of school term.
Oh, wow, that's great. Look, is there anything else you'd like to add before we say goodbye, Katie?
We just hope that, you know, our young people are willing to put themselves out there and, you know, come down and have a yarn and don't be shy.
Yeah, thank you so much for your time today. It's been a pleasure to have you on Murray Hour, and all the best with that. And it's a great service, so we hope our young people out there do take advantage of that.
Thank you, Anna Julie.
Thanks again. That's Katie Enoch. On 98.9 FM's Murray Hour, Yirrigana Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Corporation, letting us know about AIM High, a new Indigenous mentoring and support program happening on the north side of Brisbane.